What? You mean I'll have to trust you? I'll get a shaver from you. Tofresh Chof Tess. So we're learning about Tzchach. And we're up to Sif Hey. B'chavolim shel pishton, rope of flax, psula. B'shel gembi b'shel siv kashera. So the point here is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is this concept, which is the way the Ravid understands the sugya. Av she'ein mekabel tumah, no, I'm sorry, the Rambam. I'm sorry, the way the Rambam understands the sugya. Av she'ein mekabel tumah she'einam kli, plain rope is not a kli. It might become a kli on the, if they twine it, it might become what's called orug. It might become a woven material, which almost automatically is makabel tumah, but plain rope, like you look at the canis rope that they sell, so it's not twined and it's not twisted, it's just strands, so that's okay. They didn't process it in any way, so that's the potential problem is that rope could become a kli if it becomes what halachically woven. And if you intertwine it and make it shazur, according to some Rishonim, at some point it becomes what's called orug, which is a type of material processing that makes something be mekabel tumah. Orug.
This year there was a run
on the canis rope.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
people were expecting bad weather.
No. The production run occurred where the spring was actually broke. Somehow got into the production process.
But if it happened by accident, there wouldn't be a problem. They didn't mean to do it. Okay, good. I'll let the dots worry about it. Mikomakom nishtanet surosa. No, you're not the canis. You're talking about the other one. Kinei nachal. The other one. Yeah, there was one kind where they had some of them that were shazur. And the Bedatz did not get a hechsher on those. And there was a whole mix-up, what the Bedatz hechsher was on and what it wasn't on. And they had to give out papers, yeah. Okay, anyway, but the point here is that plain rope is not makabel tumah, so what's the problem? Mikomukom nishtanet surosan. Like we said yesterday, he said some forms of, you can end up being masachich with plastic, you can make some form, once it's nishtanet surasan and it doesn't look like you do the karka, it can't be used as schach anymore. Bein and Eric, you can do the karka. Uposha duende b'chavolim shel canvas. So whatever the case may be, and that's why gemi and siv is kshera, because you can see clearly that it's gedulei karka. Sivov. Yeah.
We're talking rope and stuff like that. A lot of people are using plastic twist tie things to keep the schach on top of the roof.
Plastic twist tie. That's a kli. They make it with a specific size. They make it for a specific purpose. That's a kli. I mean, plastic.
It doesn't
have a base kibble, but it has a pshute kliates. It might not be makabel tumah because it's plastic. We don't know how to treat these things. And a konami, it might be good. They're made out of plastic, not metal. There's no metal like thing in it.
By the sukkah makers, they must be
okay. You have to be careful. A lot of things are makabel tumah midirabbanan. If they're tashmishay odom and tashmishay kalim. It's good to get with a heksher, because for that reason, a lot of things on the makabel tumah midrabbanan, even if they're pshutei kliyates. A plastic tie? What do you mean? Like it's like has notches, and you're like
you just flip it around and it just cable ties.
Yeah, the cable that's it's the shamshay kalim. It's made to tie things together.
You know about this.
The machzela shel kinim mats. The kash, the sheep of the gemi, bein shi chaloko, shi ruya l'shchiva, smooth, so it's prime shchiva material. Bein shena chaloko, shena ruya l'shchiva, which the Mishnah Berurah explains, it can't mean it's not ruya l'shchiva at all, because we're about to go say that we assume it was made for shchiva, but it means it's not prime shchiva material, it's not so smooth. So we say as follows, imi ktana, stoma imedis l'shchiva. We assume it was made for laying on, which means it's makabel tumah ziva, even if it's pshute kliyets, so it's makabel tumas medras, as it's called, a zov could lay on it and it becomes an avatuma even. So makabel is tuma. Ve'imasakin ba, therefore elam kenasol sikuch, and we'll see what that means, because if in that city every mat is a kli and is makabel tuma, and he happened to order a run for sikuch, it's not poshut that you can use it, even though it sounds from the mechaber like you could, but we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that really you can't in such a case. So we'll see how to interpret, how to make it mutter to use. Hagod, oh, the Hainu Sherov B'nai Osair, Eisen Osel Sikuch. You can't individually decide, but that would be Marasayin, that would be only Midrabanan. Certainly in Hilchos Tumah V'Tayra, it depends on the person manufacturing it. Or it doesn't matter on the workers. I mean, it matters whoever orders the run, whoever's the balabos over the run. The workers don't matter. Okay. Nowadays, I mean, it depends. I think in the early days of mats, they used to take a go to China. And they used to buy mats, and it was a big problem because in China it was made for laying on. But now already everything's manufactured for schach, papashtas. So it's not a problem. But our component in the halacha, we look at it, if it's ketana, we assume this. These are assumptions we make, that's all. Vim higadoyla, stonoi medes lasikuch, umasakinba, and therefore you could use it. Elam kenasol lashchiva, tainu shemine gamokum lashkabaleha. Okay. Vanimili shen lo safa. All of this is because it's pshutei kliyets, and we determine if it's roi l'shchiva or not, because it's makabel tuma, because of tuma ziva, tuma medras of either zav or nida, yoledes, metzaira, or whoever would make a tummy by laying on it. Avlam yesh lo sofa, but if it has a base kibble, in other words, binyan shari l'kabel, so then it's a problem anyway. It means if it was made as a kli, not if it was made l'sikuch, but if it was made as a kli. So even if it's not roi l'shchiva, but if it has a base kibble, so it's a kli, so it's makabel tuma. Afilu nitel sfos, even if afterwards you're masalik it, as we learned, shivrei kalin, you can't be masakech at the rabbonim. So afilu nitel sfos, I'm masakechim ba. Okay, haga, v'mokim shenogu l'gvo machtzlos begagim kein tikra. Ein masakechim bohem. This is a halacha that I always felt could be more nogea than we give it credit for, that things that are usually used in roofing material, see, I don't know anything about building, but a lot of times you see people using slats of wood, and a lot of them, I don't know, I think sometimes maybe that's what they make roofs have, that it's conceivable, certainly. So you can't use a schach midrabonon, something that's usual roofing material, something that's usually used in building. In a roof, it would conceivably be used. And they use that for their schach? Once you pick it up, you mean this dindarabonon and a chanami. Is it the gag the pergola has as a gag? That's the roof of the pergola.
It holds the roof on it. They usually throw a mat of bamboo and stuff.
That's Gezeiras Tikra.
And then they lift it up.
So there are circumstances in where picking it up and putting it down is also Masalik Gezeiras Tikra. They're rather complicated halachas. It is possible it's okay. Because, right, that's the Mishnah with Beisham, with Hillel, in Aneya. So picking it up and putting it down sometimes is according to some Rishonim. I couldn't tell you offhand how we paskin, but according to some Rishonim, picking it up and putting it down is also Masale Kzeiras Tikra. Because you do a Maisa B'Poyel to show that this is not the regular roof. At least according to some Rishonim in that Sugya. So, in the Chanami, a Shaila has to be asked, and a Shaila should be asked. If you're using regular roofing material, something that's normally beso shel kohan shana kula, then a Shaila has to be asked. Under what circumstances it's mutter? I don't know if they are. I'm just, sometimes I always think, like,
it's mine, because everyone uses that to hold up their stuff. And many people use it to hold up their stuff. So then, if that's a problem, then everyone's doing mine, then everyone in the world.
Yeah, mine is not the worst thing in the world.
Okay,
no.
But I'm just saying, if that were true, then...
In the Chanami. If it's a problem, then it's a problem, even if it's just a Maimed. If you want to be Makbut on Maimed.
It's connected to the building.
I don't know if you go so wide with the Issa Maimed. You know, Maimed is said by something that's puzzled with the Araisa. I don't know if Gezeiros Tikra, to go so wide as to puzzle Maimed and Gezeiros Tikra, it's pretty wide to Chumrah. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalit, Shein Eruya L'Shchiva, Ein Eloshem Aduktuk, Dein Eruya Klalam, I'm reading in the Stomach of the Shchiva, that's not logical. El Rotzalomar, Shein Eruya Kolkach, Cheinu Behed Yibetur, so in the Katana, Heinu Kadei Shchiva, it fits. Stoma Oymed, you look in the Shartzi and Chavdalah to see exactly what's called Katana and Gedayla. Vaiter in the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot and Tazayin. Stoma Oymed, the Shchiva, Mekabel HaStoma, Vehir Tachim, the Stoma, the Shchiva, he, Uyu Lekabel Tumah, Lichse Yeshiv Bo Hazot. To be Mekabel Tumah's Medris, it has to be something that's Omed for leaning on, or sitting on, or laying on. Oymed for whatever Medris it's Oymed for. Tachim and Chikain, now, right away, before anybody laid on it, but if he made it specifically for sikuch, it would be okay. But the Ramah hastens to explain that that means rov b'nei osa here. He named the Mishnah Berurah explains im aso beferish lo sikuch mahani afilu b'mokum shein mining mavur beir b'zeh. If a person made it for sikuch, so certainly that would be enough on the basic level. But for the lossi armor la fuke raka epoch, the maminik beir l'shchiva lo maani b'meshe who also the sikuch. Of course, that's only midrabbanon. Because if he goes ahead and makes it for sikuch, then you wouldn't be allowed to use it midrabbanon. A shekana b'feirish l'sikuch, right? So there's a bittul. Not sure why buying it l'sikuch would take off the din kabbalas tumah. There's a din in the Mishnah and Kalim that once something has a din kabbalas tumah, it's not yoytzim midei tumah b'machshava, only b'maisa. So I don't know. I'm puzzled by this phrase that buying it l'sikuch would help. Okay, let's go weiter. But al kaponim, it doesn't help. Why? To me, odeya dover zeh v'zukol yam l'sukchibu. So that's midrabbanan. Upamim shadover zeh mani gam lahokel. Tainu masal stoma. Hashem yaduolon im masal l'sikach ha'lishchiva. V'roi b'nei hir oisam oisam l'sikach. Talinon shagam hu osa l'sikach. That's a funny lotion. It means that's bistoma what it is. Because that's what Rov B'nei Ha'ir make it for. So it automatically would take on the character of what Rov B'nei Ha'ir make it for. Okay. And if it's big, then it's not v'shchiva. Elam ken asol l'shchiva. Ein wa tzolom ala fuki mo yaminig l'sikuch. Oz gam machshova digdei sheshchoshav l'shchiva. Loi mahani midi umutu l'sakech. That's certainly not true. If it's God, even big ones. Because people will make the mistake, people will learn from him. So again, this is nogei in the eastern countries where they have, you know, they have these mats and they lay on it, they sleep on it. But nowadays, I mean, it's could be nogei. You know, if someone imports, you know, he gets a good buy in China on mats. And he imports and he starts selling it for schach. It would be a big problem. I would say it's a big problem, but the Mishnah Berurah is mashma kono l'sikuch helps. I don't understand that. If something is makabel tuma, you don't. It's not yored mitoros tuma, unless only b'maisa, not b'machshava. So if you brought it to a place where they don't sleep on it, but you bought it in China, and there, so it's makabel tuma there, and you bring it over here. So I would have said that's no good. It's still makabel tuma, unless you do a pu'ula to it. You do something to it to show that you're not using it for sleeping. For the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know what to make of that phrase we had in the Mishnah Berurah. And in this place, no one uses it for Shechiva. So here it would be good if you brought it here. But again, it would depend on if it loses the Torah's Kabbalah's Tumah just by buying it and having in mind to use it for Shach. I would have said not, but I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah. So I don't know what to make of it. I have to look into it.
How could you use it for Shach? You can't be seen in the sky.
Can't what?
See the sky. That's what the whole purpose of it is, to look up and be able to see.
Well, I don't know what kind of mats these are. Maybe we'll have a local site there. But the evidence is certainly good if you can't see the stars. And who knows how thick it is? I don't know. I mean, whatever the case may be. Okay, you test. If yesh lo sofa b'inyan shavuya l'kabel, which lemmer, if it's a receptacle, kibin shavuya l'kabel, hara yesh lo hashem kli. If you manufacture something to sikuch, so certainly the fact that it's shaped with a receptacle doesn't matter. We had it before, even if it grows naturally with a receptacle, like bamboo. But if it's never used as a receptacle, it's not a problem. It must mean if it's shaped like a normal kli, that is makabel tuma. So again, he says makabel tuma. Maybe at some point you also say butler died the etzel kolodim. If you make a cup and you have in mind you're not making it to be a receptacle, you're making it to place for decorative purposes. So maybe you say butler died the etzel kolodim and it doesn't even help, because he doesn't mean here the Mishnah Berurah midrabbanan. He says mekabel es tuma. Yeah, if you make something that is in this mukam a kli and it's a receptacle and you have in mind you don't want it to act as such, it's not surprising to me it's still makabel tuma. That would be a perfect candidate for the din of batla daita etzel kolodim. Okay, avilam nitol svasa dumi dechoshev kalim that we had shem misakin b'hem midrabbanan chenitzgel b'siv beis ein misakin b'hem, where you use machzalos in a place where they use the machzalos in their roofs for roofing. Ratzalom afilu nasu l'sikoch shein makabel tuma. But this is Gzeirah mentioned in the Gemara. This is called Gzeirah Stikra. Umachzalos shel Tikras Habayis Sulim min HaTorah Sheloi Hukbu Shom L'Shem Tzeil Ela L'Shem Dira. That's a tremendous chiddush in itself. Someone might ask, well, what in the world is wrong with a regular roof if it's kosher schach? So very good, meets all the requirements. What's the problem? So Teretz is that Beisol Shel Kol Hashana is in itself a psul. That's what he means. Loi L'Shem Tzeil, which means a temporary abode, that the roof, the schach, is just there to protect you from the elements. But L'Shem Dira means that that's the regular way you live, and it's a regular roof of the house. So that's what he means. So that's a psul in itself, called Beisol Shel Kol Yemos Hashana. Probably, but I don't see what. Always problems. Can you paint schach? I don't see why not. If you're inclined to, you paint stars on it. Okay, painting schach? I don't see why not. Offhand, I don't see why not. Yeah, okay.
The Gemara says that the Nesar is an example of Beisol Shel Kol Hashana.
No, Gzeirah Stikra. We're talking about
Gzeirah Stikra.
Gzeirah Stikra, yeah.
That's defined by the Gemara.
No, but where the Rama here says that in a place where they make machzalos, the gag, you can't use it. You can't use. Here's a Rama that says that you can't use roofing material.
So let's say like in Eretz Yisrael where wood planks are typically not.
We talked about that before. It potentially is a problem. Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll learn one more sif because this gets us into the din maimed. Everybody knows about maimed. Yes, le stafek. It's a sofek. It's not clear. In mutalo aniach sulam. If you can take a ladder and put it al hagag, kidei l'sakech al gabov, to put schach on the ladder, that'll be your base. Hagav v'lochein ein l'sakech olav, you can't do it. Afilu l'anicho al haschach, l'achziko is also asur. You can't put it on top of the schach. So what's the suffix and what's going on? So the Mishnah Berurah will bring down two pshatim. Yesh miach ronim and sifkotin chavezi says shemefarshei da'as suffixu and mutal asakech besulamos. Maybe a sulam is kosher schach. Maybe it's a kli eitz she'ein ba beis kibul umayrishas. So right. Umayri, we're talking about a case, and that's the suffix, whether sulam is kosher schach or not. Umayri shasulam who rochav arba tfochim, where if it's schach posel, you got a big problem. The schach posel ain't a posel, but emtsa pochels midal tfochim. It posels the sukkah, there's no contiguity of three walls. If you have a strip of four tefochim of schach posel going down the middle, so that's what the sulam would consist of. It's four tfachim of schach posel. So that's a problem. Umokam asoviku, maybe it's not schach posel. Neshu pshita kliyetz. Sheinem kabel tuma fidem adrabonon. Ah, v'yeshlad the iser, because there is a kibul going on there. Because the rungs are in little holes. So that's a kibul, and that's really the main function of the kli, to use the rungs of steps. So maybe that's called that the nature of the kli is a receptacle, because the main function of the kli is the rungs to step on, and they're in the ladder as in a kibul dikka receptacle type way. The yesad is a tchidiyesh nekovim biyarkasei b'yirechei asulam shashlivos, the rungs atkuos b'hem domi the base kibul. Well, maybe not. Maybe because it's a kibul hasi lamalos, and it's not really holding the rungs. It's not like something you put in and take out. So that's a suffix. The eish ma'achronim shemefarshei. No. It's certainly schach posel, and we're talking about it's not wide enough to ruin the sukkah. The ma'ir b'sulam sheina rachov. The avi rachov would ruin the sukkah. But v'adi yishlanu la'achmer. The dummy the base kibul. The ain l'sakech boy. Certainly not. So what's the suffix here? So sulam, you have to think of a schach posel. But it's not wide enough to ruin the sukkah. So what's the problem? It's holding up or holding down, whatever the case may be. It is responsible for the schach being there. The efshad yeshlonu lahachmir, shelo lahamid b'dover ha-makabal tumah, shem yovel l'sakech bo. Wait a second. This is not totally universal, this din of maimed. It's your only. He says you can put schach on a brick wall, and a brick wall certainly not schach. Other achrenim say it a little differently. No one will make the mistake of thinking it's schach kosher. It's not a batsum dekapsul. It's really only because you might end up using it for schach. So the question is, where do you draw the line? So the din of maimed is essentially said, as we see, by a dover ha-makabal tumah, which is perfectly fine schach, except for the fact that it's makabal tumah. So there you see, you know, it's like one step away from being schach. It looks like schach, it's schach. It's makabal tumah, so it's a problem. But once you have something that's more possible, it might not be a problem at all. Like you have sometimes metal, I don't know. You have to know. He talks about a stone wall. It's not a problem. Maybe metal's also not a problem. So I don't know. We assume metal is a problem, right? People don't want to put nails in the wall. I don't know. Why can't you say the same thing with metal? Everybody, you know, metal, not, nobody's going to think of metal as schach. No one's going to make that mistake. I don't know. I don't know where you draw the line. But al kopana v'cheinu tikkun kam achreinim ledina, the Mishnah Berurah paskin, it's only l'chatchila. He obviously was not a briska. The l'chatchila yesh lizor shloi l'hamad ha-schach v'dobrim b'kabal tumi, you should be makbid, ochem b'di'evid, o ein lo shor dvorim, kaim lo ndamut l'hamad b'schach v'dobrim b'kabal tumi. It's not a problem b'di'evid, if you have no other eitzah, and we'll be learning that maimed the maimed the Mishnah Berurah holds is certainly no problem at all. The Mukha v'sayt sunatav reish l'hamad, but the Chazon Ish was very careful, very makbid. So, it's up to you. You should be makbid if you can. And if you can't, don't. So, it caught the fancy of everyone. It caught everyone's fancy. What was I telling someone today? Something else caught it. Oh, yeah, Lavlov. Lavlov. I come there to sell. I hear there's a new thing with an Irova. You should have Livlov. It's nothing. It's not. It's just a way of making sure it's not nikdam. You could also make sure it's not nikdam by looking at it. So when I first came to Eretz Israel, certain places sold livlov. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Livlov, lavlov. Now you can't find everybody has a livlov. It's like Yoshon in America, the pizza stores. Every pizza store now only uses Kemach Yoshon. I don't believe it, but it caught on, and now it's competition. Once five pizza stores use Kemach Yoshon, every pizza store has to at least say that they do. The same with Lavlov. I'm not going to go by without Lavlov. I'm less frum than the guy next to me. So it caught on, and now every Arab is with Lavlov. And you can't get without Lavlov anymore, and you're a goy, you're shagas if you don't get with Lavlov. So the same here with Maimed. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmer. I'm not making light of it. I am making a little fun of the way it caught on and became a ikar adin, and everybody, you know, that's how things are. Okay, let's go back to. You have to keep a, if you know the din, you have to keep a sense of perspective, and then. Okay, so that's the suffix, that's the yesh l'stapik, yimutal aniyah, and the whole thing, that might not even be shot in this machaber suffix, you know. Hagah, v'lachein ein l'sakei cholov, so don't do it. I am a darkei moshe, v'tik agrobe b'yura, d'mipshat pshita le'idosu l'sakei, boi d'be skibbelu, u'makabal tumma. The Darkei Moshe, which is, if you learn Shulchan Aruch and you see Ramah, it's very good to get Darkei Moshe. And if you go to the back of the tour, you have Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch, and you really see what the Ramah is, where the Ramah is coming from. And it could be highly instructive many times. Here you have a case where the Mishnah Berurah is saying, I am Darkei Moshe, and like the. The Ramah is not saying here, okay, you know, be machmer. The Ramah holds that it is vaday makabel tuma, and you cannot be misakeh chalgabov. Umikoshkem besulamu shel agolos o shulam shel evus. I don't know, he's describing some sort of things that looked like a ladder, but they were really clean, kalim with real receptacles. Hanosam al shtey yaseidos, umispo shom lemaychel beema. Bavaday beis kibul gomerum, and atarit mayan. Ochem. I'm only going to have a sulam that's totally not a base kibble. K'shein la sulam the kovim, if there's no holes, and the rungs, echveis, are, you know, nailed in or screwed in, they're not in receptacles. Vashlivos tekuin ala yerechos b'masmeir, mein b'chop shute kliyets. Shein b'kabul and tumaf b'derabonon. V'yesh machmirin afzeh mishum loy plug, maybe it depends how the average ladder is made. The Sharatzion really negates this chumrah. So, you could have a sulam that's not makabel tumah. So, it depends. It's all okay. So, the Ramah says, but they are makabel tumah if they have the hole. You have to treat them as kalim as makabel tumah. But filo anichol ala schach to hold down the schach is also the gamzeh b'chal maimedu because the schach is going to blow away. don't know, people assume too quickly that if you put it down because of a chance it might blow away, you got a problem. That's also not the case. It's talking about if it'll vaday blow away. So then it's called a maimed. Even if it's not a maimed, but you have schach posel sitting on your sukkah, and you got to go back to the siman about the idlon and know how to discount where the ladder is. Any schach posel on top of your schach, we paskin, the Shabur paskins, you certainly have to discount the area of where the schach posel is, and make sure that it doesn't, that you have to subruba mechamsa without it. Okay, any kli that's makabal tumah would have the same problem. Right? To be posel schach, it only has to be roi lekabal tumah. The da, realize, the chol eitz kli eitz harach of ktsas, once it's somewhat wide, for roi laniachol of dover, and it could be used to place something on it. The Mishnah's example in Kalim is wooden things that bakers used to put down their loaves when they took them out of the oven. So yesh oimrim de makabel tumah, that it's a general rule that it's makabel tumah midirabbanan. You know, one of the most fascinating things to learn, we got to learn it one day, is Maseches Kalim. It's just like you go through just hundreds and hundreds of types of vessels, and you try to, and now they have picture books, so you can really see what they look like, and you learn out principles in halacha, but it's just very interesting, like all the different kinds of kalim, and you're extrapolating, and you gotta figure out like what the Mishnah is teaching you, because it's just a list. This is Torah, this is Tomei, this is Torah, basically, that's Maseches Kalim. This is Tomei, this is Torah, this is Tomei, this is Torah, this is Torah, and the Mefarshim struggle to extrapolate what the halachic principle is, and it's just and you learn a lot of things about kalim. You learn that there's an ikka part of a kli, a tuffel part of a kli, and what the kli. One thing is for sure, I learned from learning kalim. They had extremely more complex kalim than we do. Because the modern world has basically very simple kalim. It's just not. They had like everything had multi usages. You know, like, you know, you put your pipe in it, and it washes your eyeglasses, and you could put your spoon down, and you could use it as a spare mop. Like, it was fascinating. I think they were more efficient. Well, maybe the modern world just likes simple design. Like, simple design. This is for this, and this is for that. And
simple and standard.
Like, the most complicated thing we have is, like, the back scratches, which has a massage thing in the back also. Like that's already, like for the Mishnah Kalim would say, right? If one end breaks, tamei mishum massager. The massager breaks, tamei mishum the scratcher. That's what it would say, right? Now, all that kitchen, everything was so complex. Like a plain plate had a place to put your spoon and a place to for the leftover food. Like it was just enormously complicated. You go to, there's a good museum now in Brooklyn. I mean, they probably have it here even more. But I know they keep on having an Amudi every Friday. They have pictures from the Museum of Jewish something, whatever. And they have a lot of kalim from the... Anyway, so here, any kliates that's you put things down on is a very good candidate for Kabbalah's Tumah Midrabbanan. The domi lebeis kibul, v'alkein ein lahaniach moro magrifa, like a shovel or other such a wooden one, because it's wide. Once it's wide, you put things in it, and it's like a beis kibul. So you can't put that down al aschach lahachziko, o tachas aschach lahamed aschach. Then he says v'afilu nishberu, which if anybody's paying attention, you should perk up and say, whoa. We had yesterday that if something that's only mekabel tumah midrabbanan is nishbar, it's not a problem. It's only the oraisa dika things that are nishbar is a problem. So I don't know what to tell you. Shver. So we had two shverim mishnah berurahs today. See what happens when you learn? Ein beis medrash below chiddush. Okay, Rabbi say we'll learn b'li neder if anybody the first day yom tov. Before Mincha. Good.